Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's Mike Calvin Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. You know, Galvin, we have been longtime fans of The Late Show with David Letterman.
Absolutely.
At some point in that show's successful career, they made a switch of executive producer. Robert Morton, who was the first producer, was in the studio with us not too long ago with Carlos Mencia.
Right.
He did great stuff when that show first went on the air. And then this next guest was the head writer for a while. He is a guy I believe I've been in his presence before, but I don't think we've ever been introduced.
Okay.
He is a longtime executive producer. He is the head of Worldwide Pants. He's responsible for developing the show Everybody Loves Raymond with Ray Romano.
Right.
And he is probably happier now than ever that he doesn't have to work with Dave anymore.
Yeah.
He's got a new movie out. It's going to be on Netflix on Friday called The Fundamentals of Caring. Let's welcome to the show for the first time. This is Rob Burnett. Rob, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Life much better post-Letterman life? Are you breathing easier these days?
I'm enjoying it. Imagine carrying around a 5,000-pound boulder, and then all of a sudden someone says, hey, you could put that down.
Do you think he's any happier, or is he miserable now?
I don't know. You have to ask him. I honestly don't know.
Do you talk to him at all?
No. we had a lovely conversation on the last day after the last show, about 20 minutes after the last show. We sat in a room with the door closed, talked for about 20 minutes. It was lovely. I'll leave the conversation private, but it couldn't have been a nicer conversation. And I think it was perfect closure for that.
Wow. Good for you. This is Rob Burnett. He is the former producer for The Late Show with David Letterman, former head writer. By the way, let me ask you this question. Don't back out of it. Funny or Stengel, Justin or Eric?
Oh, Eric, of course.
Clearly.
Okay.
I really just said that. Let me answer that question for you. The truth is, it's hard to figure out who's funnier, but it's very clear who's the more emotional Stengel, and Justin is the more emotional Stengel. So I knew this will get back to them, and I thought to myself, who would this drive more crazy? So I just thought, you say Eric, and Justin will go. My phone's probably somehow already ringing. Justin saying, hey, what do you mean? I love those guys.
Eric is the funnier one, and more like we found out more likely to be caught at a glory hole.
Uh-huh.
And Justin has better hair. That's the Justin is only there for the hair.
Justin, I wouldn't say he's only there for the hair, but his hair is undeniable. I mean, have you seen that? I mean, that's a mane. He's got beautiful hair.
It's what Dave called gag hair, which we constantly refer to. Anytime we see somebody with dumb hair, we go, you got gag hair.
Yeah.
It's great.
No, I love those guys. They are truly hilarious.
They are great guys, and they've been really good to us. And Rob was the head writer before he was the producer.
Right.
Who were, besides the Stengels, obviously, who would, in your time and all the great writers that they had there, who was the best writer under you?
Well, for me, and these things are all in phases, you know, different administrations, but I think for me, there was a guy named John Beckerman, who I thought was probably one of the best writers in the history of the show, and he and I ended up working together and did a show called Ed together.
Sure.
We've ended up writing a lot of stuff together, but he's one of the smartest, funniest guys I've ever come across, and I would say before him, the head writer before me, a guy named Steve O'Donnell.
Yeah, he's the best.
You just felt like you were playing three-dimensional chess when you talked to that guy. He was just smart and funny in ways you could barely even understand. It was so good.
And we're longtime fans of the show. I mean, from when I was a kid, it was the first thing I ever taped with the VCR. I would, with the old NBC show, I would watch it. I don't even think I understood the whole thing, but we were just such fans, and I had the opportunity to be there and on the set a couple of times with the Stengel guys, so not only is that a great gig to have, but when it's coming to an end, you have to go, holy crap, now what? I mean, I imagine you have a plan, which obviously you're doing movies now, but is this what you want to do, or do you see yourself ever doing TV again, or will you continue with the movies?
Yeah, I think I'm. I think I've certainly had my fill of late night television or any kind of television of that sort. You know, it's a little bit like, you know, if you've eaten from that buffet for 3 years, you've tried the Belgian waffles. You've had it all.
But what if they call you frantically and go, "Hey, we're all getting our dicks kicked in by Fallon. We need something. Somebody's got to come in here and save this."
Let's just make sure that you're quoted as saying that, not me.
Right.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't pour over late night television, but in some ways, I think it's better than it's ever been. These guys are all working super hard, running around, doing stuff. I think Fallon is amazing. My daughter's an intern there, and she loves it. You know, she said that it's such a fun place to work. And I think Stephen does a great job. I think all of these guys are really they're really, really good. But I find myself having very little interest in that world anymore, just having done it for so long.
He's tainted now. He doesn't want to go back. I don't blame you. The movie is called The Fundamentals of Caring, and this is great because you got the lovely and talented Selena Gomez and Paul Rudd, who is great in every movie he's ever
Everything.
Been in.
Yeah.
Funny, serious. What's that? Also, yeah. Both lovely girls.
Now, here's the problem with having Paul Rudd in your movie, okay? This is the problem. When you have Paul Rudd in the movie, people say, "Who's in your cast?" And you say the words Paul Rudd to a person, all you ever get is, "Oh, I love that guy." It's kind of sickening after a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how could everybody love someone so much?
Somebody thinks he's a dick. Somebody thinks Paul Rudd's an a-hole and hasn't come forward yet.
Well, I wish they would, for God's sakes, because I hate to say it, but he actually is a super nice guy.
Yeah.
I really want him to just be a total ass, but he couldn't be nicer, and he's phenomenal in the movie, and this kid Craig Roberts, who he plays opposite, is also tremendous. The two of those guys, it's a tragic story, but told in a very funny way. So in our screenings, the movie gets huge laughs. We'll make some people weep a little bit too, but it's very funny, and it's really these two guys. And Selena's great as well.
Am I going to cry at all during this movie, or am I laughing through the whole thing?
You seem like a cold-hearted bastard, so probably not.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Cold-hearted bastards weep when no one's watching.
Okay, in the dark. If you're watching the movie alone in the dark, I believe you will cry in this movie, yes.
And of course, Rob has done what all movies should be doing right now. This movie will be available on Netflix on Friday.
Yeah.
There should be no more movie theater. They should have simultaneous releases for all movies because I hate teenagers. Seriously, when's the last time you went to a movie theater to watch a movie? You get screeners. You don't go to theaters, right?
No, I go. I go all the time, and it's funny. I just went to a giant AMC, my local theater, the big Cineplex. I went to go see a movie with my daughter. We were the only ones in the theater.
Oh, that's the way to do it. Yeah. Where is this? In Jersey or in New York?
No, I live in Connecticut, but this one is in Port Chester, New York. It's a big, huge AMC theater. We were the only ones there. I took a picture of myself and sent it to the CEO of Netflix and said, "This is why I'm glad I'm on Netflix."
Exactly. Yeah. I grew up in Staten Island, so every movie I had to go to had a bunch of Italian guys yelling at the screen while you're watching. And now I'm in Florida, and it's a bunch of white trash teenagers smoking and yelling at the screen as well. So
Old guys that may possibly shoot you.
People. Yeah. So I'm done with movie theaters. I went to see Finding Dory, but that was because the theater had recliners and I could sleep through the whole thing. But from now on, it is all Netflix.
Let me just understand something. Let's just back this up a couple of seconds. You're telling me that you don't like to go to the movies, but the one time you finally decided to go, it was to go see Finding Dory. That was the movie of choice.
Clearly, and you could tell I'm a cold-hearted bastard, but I'm also a good father. I took my children to go see that on Father's Day, and I said, enjoy the movie. Daddy's taking a nap. That's how it worked out for me. I love the theater experience, but it's impossible to go and enjoy a movie. And now that they're on Netflix and they're available right away, you need to see Rob Burnett's movie, The Fundamentals of Caring. This is a very funny man who knows good quality stuff and who's wrote, directed, produces all writing on this. This is everybody's going to either crap on you in a couple of weeks or they're going to be like, he's the best ever. He didn't even need Letterman.
It's true. I wasn't feeling the pressure until this moment. Thank you.
Honestly, I mean, right? But in Netflix, so how do you tell now? Just by how many views, how many streams? Like, what's the measure of success?
They don't. I mean, I think the measure of success for us is that, you know, we were the closing night film of Sundance. We made a big sale to Netflix. I think we're moving on. You know, Netflix, that will, they don't tell you how many people watch it, and it doesn't affect any of the financials of how much, you know, how many people watch the movie.
We're, no. They keep.
You know, you kind of can tell when you've done something that people like or they don't like. You know, and what's great about Netflix is this movie. And I can't say this sentence enough. It opens in 190 countries to 81 million subscribers on Friday in 12 languages. I mean, where could a movie like of this size have that kind of release? It's crazy.
Well, look, I hope you have a lot of success with it. You're right. You can't tell because they keep giving Adam Sandler a Brinks truck full of money to make terrible movies.
Yeah.
So this one will be good. The Fundamentals of Caring, Rob Burnett. It is available Friday on Netflix. So if you don't have Netflix by now, you shouldn't even be watching TV because you're missing the boat and all the other things you get for free. I hope you have a lot of success with this, and I'm glad that. What's your stress cholesterol level up to? Has it come back down to regular human healthy sizes now that you're not at Letterman anymore?
My numbers couldn't be better. My doctor said, "What did you do?" I said, "Oh, I stopped working at the Letterman Show." I recommend that for everybody.
Yeah. Hey, it is a pleasure to have you on the show, and I wish you a lot of success with this movie. We will definitely check it out.
If I get down there, I'm coming in to see you guys. I don't like that you know the Stengels more than you know me.
I know. I know everybody. Let me tell you, you know who's going to be the big star? Paul Mescela. You know he's writing for Saturday Night Live now?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I got tabs on everything, Rob. I know what's going on. When you come down here, we'll discuss this movie, and I'll give you some advice.
All right. I'm down. I'm in.
All right, pal. Good luck with the movie.
All right. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Rob Burnett.
The other guy who he was saying that Craig Roberts, Paul Rudd, plays against is Astuse from Neighbors.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, this probably will be a funny movie.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. This is what I like about Netflix. I can watch things that I don't know, because halfway through, if I don't like it, I just shut it off.
Sure.
I've done that before. And I just watched that movie with Tom Cruise, The Firm. That's a great
movie. Oh, I love it.
That's a great movie, but I watch it up to the point where I don't like it anymore, and then I just shut it off.
Right.
I watch movies up to the love story. There's not every movie needs to have a love story.
No.
That one did. And it needed to have the husband and wife and all that. But if there's a movie with a ridiculous, inconvenient love story that screws everything up for me, Netflix makes me either able to fast forward through it or just stop watching it altogether.
Yeah.
All right, the movie is called The Fundamentals of Caring. See it on Netflix.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.